Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 92 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the fantastic Ditch That Textbook world headquarters right here in the office in my house. And I wrapped up some interviews from ISTE and some other great interviews, and now it's just you and me for a couple of episodes. As we're getting back into the swing of things, at least here in the United States, here in August, it's a time where there are lots of updates to some of the products that we know and love, and so I thought I'd pull one of them out in particular, and that is Google Classroom. Google Classroom has several updates. It's had kind of a facelift, maybe since the last time that you took a look at it, so we're going to take a look at some of the changes, some of the things that you may notice that are different when you start to get into Google Classroom. So let's get right to it. So one thing that you may notice when you log into Google Classroom is that now we have some different tabs up at the top. You've got the stream where you can see all of your announcements and just a bunch of the things that are going on in your class. But now there is this thing called the classwork page. And so on the classwork page, you can post assignments and questions. Not for the announcements, just for the assignments and questions, you know, the things that might have a grade tied to them. And then from the classwork page, another thing that's nice is that right from there, you can create topics that let you group your assignments and questions together within a chapter or within a unit or a module or whatever. So if you're big on organizing and have kind of felt like Google Classroom has lacked in that way, this is one place where that totally works. Classroom also has a different grading tool. And so now you may notice whenever you grade assignments, you're able to toggle back and forth between student submissions while grading. And then the other thing that's really cool is it allows you to save common feedback in a comment bank. So if you've ever found yourself typing the same comment over and over and over again, now you can use that comment bank and pull it right over and add it without having to type it over and over again, which is pretty nice. You've got the new people page. This is also a tab where you can see class member information. So like information on all of your students. That's where you also go to view and invite and remove students and co-teachers and guardians and all of that stuff. There's a couple of other things that you can do now that you weren't able to do before, like copy a class. So now we can copy classwork and topics from an existing class to create a new class. That's kind of cool. Teachers and students can turn off notifications for any class, so that's yet another thing. Teachers can change grade point values when creating or editing assignments or questions, so that's a little bit of extra flexibility right there. Now, you may notice that there are a couple things that aren't there anymore, and one of those is the About page. I know a lot of teachers would use the About page to post class materials and have some of those things there that students might want to access all throughout the entire year. And the About page is gone now. So what they've done is taken a lot of the pieces from the About page and put them in different places. Like the class description is on the Stream page now. If you want to edit the subject description room, any of that stuff, it's under Settings. If you want to modify your co-teachers, that's under People. So you've got a variety of different places where you can find the things from the About page. Now, one thing that was on the About page that was really nice was the class materials. That's like what I was saying earlier. If you have a syllabus or some sort of material that students might want to access all throughout the year. Basically, class materials don't exist right now as of this recording. Google does say soon you'll be able to add materials to the classwork page. So this is going to happen at some point in the future. Maybe when you're listening to this, that update has already happened. But as of the recording right now, that hasn't happened. And then the to-do page is gone as well. So those are a couple of things that have changed. But all in all, you've got some things hopefully to be excited about. Some things have changed around a little bit, but we do have some new flexibility in Google Classroom, which is always a good thing. So hopefully this is a useful thing for you, and I hope you have a great school year using Google Classroom. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.